The Government Accountability Board on Wednesday voted to allow tech college IDs to be used at the polls, reversing an earlier decision. Paul Gabriel with the Wisconsin Technical College District's board says the previous ruling was based on a faulty premise that their campuses are not accredited.
There is absolutely no difference in our accreditation status as there is for any UW school or for any independent private nonprofit university or college such as Ripon or Marquette.
The six members of the GAB unanimously reversed their decision, with Judge Thomas Kane admitting they made a mistake.
I think we were wrong. And I think that the technical colleges meet the definition of the statute.
The ruling came after several hours of testimony from students and campus officials from across the state. Madison area college student Alan Irish, who was a UW-Madison student last year, says it makes no sense that only one of his ID cards can be used to vote.
These are the same student in the same state, the same citizen. So I think I don't understand why this one is being alienated against so that I can't vote with this card.
To be used to vote, student ID cards will need a photo, signature, and must expire within 2 years of being issued. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.